Barigani family, I want to say Asante. Thank you for letting me slide into your inbox. I am Asad Malik, co-founder of United Black America, and I sit on the board of the Pan-African Alliance, and I'm doing this because I wanted to do something a little different for you. I know it's a little unrealistic for me to ask you to read 15 paragraphs, and I feel like this is a much better medium for me to communicate directly to you. So I'm going to do this podcast style to keep you abreast of what we got going on at the Pan-African Alliance. But most importantly, I want to talk about how the Pan-African Alliance is here to serve you. And the best way that I can do that is by contrasting what we're doing now and into the future with what we did in the past. If you've been rocking with me and with the Pan-African Alliance and with the organization United Black America since, I don't know, 2009, so for the past 9 years, you've seen a lot of changes in how we've done things online. For instance, UnitedBlackAmerica.com, our first iteration, was really all of my pre-woke thoughts and opinions. That doesn't really add too much value to your life, right? UnitedBlackAmerica.org, which was the next iteration, was an organizing platform for our organization of the same name, United Black America. And if you're not a member, again, it didn't really do too much for you. Then along comes the Pan-African Alliance, which is a combination of opinions, editorials, knowledge, a little bit of gossip, right, and some news. Well, here are the problems with that. We tried to be a news organization in the past, and that didn't work. Because if you look online, there are a lot of different news organizations out there, right? If you go to theroot.com, thegrio.com, you jump to thenationonline.com, maybe you read Linda Ikeji's blog out of Nigeria. They're all sharing the same news, and sometimes it's the exact same words. So you're wasting time jumping from news site to news site if all the sites are carrying the same information. We didn't want to be another news site. Besides, in my opinion, the best way to do damage to your mental health is by paying attention to the news. So we definitely aren't here for that. We also didn't want to be another gossip or extreme clickbait title website, because that takes away from the knowledge. And again, that's not why we're here. And we also didn't want to be just another Black History, Black Knowledge website. That's not working either, because in this day and age, all that information is readily available. I mean, on top of Wikipedia, you have thousands of blogs out there. And every day of the week, they have some new Black history fact or topic, or on this day, this happened, or did you know, or this Black first, or that Black first. All that knowledge isn't necessarily valuable to you based on your life mission. And you know what I'm saying is true. Like, a lot of people say, well, all knowledge is valuable. That's not necessarily true. It may be good to know, but it doesn't benefit you here and now. So as I was making all of my editorial forecasts for this year and beyond, I couldn't help but feeling like we were losing our way as a community. What has the conscious community become if all we do is break news and swap gossip and recycle the same Black history facts year after year? That's not what this community is about. Well, what is this community supposed to be about? To answer that, I want you to go back to that podcast that we did with Baba Phil Valentine. What did he say? He said that Black consciousness is a path of developing knowledge of self. Not knowledge of the news, not knowledge of random facts, not knowledge of who's raping who, who's stealing from who, not all the gossip that's going on exposing one another. And so to achieve that, to get us back on path, the Pan-African Alliance is changing our editorial content, all right? And again, this is going to come back to you here in just a second. I want this website to make you, of course, more knowledgeable, but above all else, more capable of bringing your five elements into Mayotte, into balance, and beyond that, by developing those five elements in alignment with your life mission, or what we call your NIA, all right? That's how knowledge of self is developed. All the information that we write going forward is going to be to help you achieve your goals. All the videos that we do, all the podcasts that I do. No more news, no more gossip, no more of the latest beef exposing the latest pedophile or thief or false prophet in our community. As a side note, I had a conversation with a member of United Black America, and it was said that we should be calling out all this bad behavior in our community. And while I agree to an extent, and it's still a very limited extent, brothers and sisters out there have made whole industries, whole YouTube channels on so-called calling other people out, right? This call-out culture that has started to pop up, and it's destroying our community. everyone out there has something they can be called out for. So I disagree that we need to constantly perpetuate and harp on and practice calling people out. To the extent that it's good for public safety, we should, but it should stop with that. Here's why I say that. Once you see the truth in yourself, you can't be lied to or manipulated. I want you to meditate on that. So now our job is to become the educators in our community. Our job is to educate you to see the truth within yourself, and that is true education. If we break down the root of the Latin word educare, from which the word education comes, it means to draw out. Education is something that is brought out of you, not something that is forced in you. Now, that doesn't mean I want to decide for you what content we should produce. The Pan-African Alliance has to become a community-based platform. If we are to succeed moving forward, we've got to have more voices than just mine. And I know all of you all are out there creating your own kinds of content, be they social media posts, long blog posts and articles. You're doing your own podcast. You're doing your own YouTube videos, Facebook live streams. So I want you to control the content that we have on the Pan-African Alliance. And there are three ways that you can do that. And then I'm going to talk about what you're doing right now on social media. All right. So the first and the easiest way, you're already here on the site. I want you to jump to the front page, panafricanalliance.com. Beneath each article, you're going to see an up arrow and a down arrow. That's how you vote for the content that you want to see. It's just like Reddit, right? This is going to tell me what you want to see more of. So if you want to read more on African spirituality, you want to read more on melanin-based dieting, plant-based dieting, you want to read more on meditation, you want to see more videos on those subjects, vote them up. You want to hear more podcasts, vote the podcasts up. If there are articles that aren't really interesting to you and you want to see less of them, vote them down. That's going to let me know what we should and should not be focusing on. That's the first way you can take control of content on the Pan-African Alliance. Second way you can take control of content on the Pan-African Alliance, participating in the forums. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would we use forums instead of social media? Because the internet is going back to forums. Social media is an ineffective and inefficient and untrustworthy way of absorbing and storing and creating information. It always has been. It's not, in fact, social media wasn't even designed for that. But that is what our community is designed for. I know there are a lot of other forums out there. I guarantee you they're not going to be as active as our forums. So let's get the forums popping. Submit your questions there. If you just want to speak to the community, do so there. If you do come across information, Black history facts and things like that, and you aren't interested in writing a full article on it or whatever, post them up in the forums where that information can be kept and organized in a more disciplined way than you see on social media. And that brings me to the third way that you can take control of content here on this site, the site that you're on now. You got to be on it to be listening to this. Submit your content. In the menu, you're going to see a button. You're going to see a link and it says submit your content. That's where you go to submit your articles, your podcasts, your videos, your social media posts, lists, and even links. I'm going to be publishing those on the PanAfricanAlliance.com, so you'll see your video, your podcast, your article posted up as part of the Pan-African Alliance. We're also working on a rewards program where we're going to start paying you to contribute. All right, and that's going to be coming up soon, so I'm going to be dropping another podcast in your inbox telling you how you can take advantage of that. So I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with social media before I jump. We're creating groups on PanAfricanAlliance.com for specific purposes, unlike Facebook groups, because those are garbage. If you are a part of a bunch of different Facebook groups, you see nothing but a bunch of random conversation, and sometimes it has nothing to do with the reason why the group was created. That is not what our groups are going to be. Our groups are going to be true accountability groups, and then we're going to be doing live streams. We're going to be doing group challenges. These are going to be groups of people who want to actually take action on the information that they receive. Videos, podcasts, live streams, all those are going to be done here on the site. You know, and as a side note, you know, I like to go off on tangent every now and then, but as a side note, let me give you a piece of professional advice, family. Never build your empire on somebody else's land. I want you to imagine you building your house on my land, What does that mean for you? It means that I can come onto your property because it's on my land. I can dictate how much you build, how far you go, what you do. And the whole time you're paying me or I'm profiting off of you somehow. Well, that's what happens when you build your business, you build your community, you build anything on somebody else's land. That includes social media. I can't tell you how many Facebook pages United Black American, the Pan-African Alliance has built, how many Facebook groups that we've created, how many Twitter accounts we've created, YouTube channels that have all been shut down. If you look at the podcast, for example, we had 5 years worth of podcasts. Some of them I don't have anymore. They're gone forever because iTunes decided to wipe us off of their platform. We got flagged for being extremist content. You can figure that out, right? So learn from our example. Don't build your empire on other people's property. And that, family, is why we're bringing all of our content onto the PanAfricanAlliance.com. And this is the only place where you're going to be able to find it. Oh, and by the way, that also includes Patreon. If you are one of our supporters on Patreon, don't worry. You're going to be able to migrate over to us without a problem. I'm setting all that up, and I'll be dropping a podcast in Patreon for you all. We'll do a live stream, and you can always get in touch with me. You know how. You got the bat phone. So to become a supporter, I want you to go to panafricanalliance.com/VIP. When you become a supporter, you get access to all of the courses that we do based on your membership level. You get access to all the podcasts that we do. And I'm not talking about the old UBA radio episodes, United Black America radio episodes. We're launching a new podcast called The Keys to Consciousness. Most importantly, Black Business Builder Tools. You'll be able to build and host your website for free. Almost, what is it? A million different web assets, web templates that let you build websites that are like, if not better than the PanAfricanAlliance.com. You get resources that'll help you create those dope video intros that you see on. So many things to save you so much money is included in our Black Business Builder Tools, and I'm adding so much more to give you no excuses for building and profiting from an online business. I think that's important in this day and age. You're going to get access to all of our live streams. You're going to get access to premium groups. You're going to get access to so many resources that you should be able to live a Black and conscious lifestyle effortlessly as a member. Oh, and if you jump on the highest level, we'll be sending you out a free t-shirt, free dog tags, and more free material in the mail. Working on some really important things that are going to blow you away for the next month. So make sure you are supporting us, panafricanalliance.com/VIP. But even if you aren't able to do that, I'm not going to know what to do with this platform. I'm not going to know what to do with all of this information. I'm not going to know what to do with this audience of 100,000 unique views a year and, you know, almost 100,000 social media followers and just as many email subscribers. I'm not going to know what to do with all of that if you don't start speaking up, taking action, making yourself known, asking questions, leaving comments, and participating, family. So let's turn this into the community that it deserves to be. Let's grow together. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, then go together, family. And that's what we're looking to do this year in 2019. So with that being said, family, Nina Kupenda, I love you all. Thank you again for joining me on this journey. And the next 9 years are going to define the future of Black history for all of us. So I'll talk to you next week, fam. Peace.